I'm not afraid of anything that happens naturally. You know what? I get eaten by bears. So what? A young bear doesn't go hungry, right? Well, whatever. I'm afraid of the stuff that other people do that I don't know about.
Circle of life.
It's circle of life from which I came.
Exactly.
from bears to bears, right?
Yeah.
Those damn Ross kids, from bears to bears. But...
Wow.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
So, what are we going to do here?
I don't know. I mean, should I do an introduction? Or, I think something we should do just for the future is maybe try and identify ourselves some more. So people can tell us apart, because if they don't know which one of us is Chris, you, and which one of us is Cole, me, then it might get confusing for them. So I think that whenever we address each other, we should say, you know, isn't that right, Chris?
Chris, me, think yes. Why don't I just not talk and you can narrate my feelings?
Chris sipped his beer, bewildered at Cole's over-explanation of the concept, which he got initially, and kept on going on and on and on.
Oh my God.
Am I seeing in?
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, your disdain for me is not very well hidden, so don't worry.
I have no disdain.
That's my thing. I self-deprecate. Can you do me a huge favor? Like a huge favor? Try to avoid scratching your chin.
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did. Let it. I'm sitting here. I've got sweat dripping down my forehead, but you don't hear me doing it.
Did you hear that one?
No, I didn't. But that was you flipping me off, so... What's your deal this week? What do you have to talk about?
Well, I had a lot to talk about, and then I was cleaning and I was listening to the radio, and in the parking lot of Empress Express, which up here in Mansfield is I guess you would call it a dine-in, carry-out Chinese place. They're actually selling 20 ribeye steaks in the parking lot for $20. That's a dollar a steak.
Are you kidding me? This is bulk. Bulk cheap meat.
No, well, yeah, it's from Omaha Steaks. I guess the truck left Nebraska here a few hours ago, according to Y105, and it'll be at the Empress Express parking lot selling ribeyes for a dollar a piece.
Do you know what that means? Giveaway,
no,
man, giveaway.
That is like, not a giveaway.
To every listener, you get a free delicious steak. Is it cooked? Is it something they cook?
No,
like, is it time sensitive?
It's packaged up. I'm pretty sure that it's like past sale date or something.
Oh,
why would you roll down on Sunday afternoon after you gave all your money to Jesus and be like, oh, we only have $20 left. Let's go buy some steaks from this guy's trunk.
Sunday, all the meat you can eat. You can build a house out of our meat. It's insane.
I just, the entire idea of it is just too much for me to even wrap my mind around. It's like buying carp on ice out of the back seat of your brother man's, you know, El Torino.
Well, here's the thing. This is very similar to the frozen meat guys. Have you ever had like a couple guys in a white truck or white van roll up in front of your house and say, "Hey, listen, man, we were making a delivery, but like, you know, they sent too much, so we have to unload it on you. So we're going to pass the savings on to you," and they just sell you meat out of the back of a van.
Yeah, I was outside. I was washing my car or something, and some dudes rolled up in a pickup truck and said, "Hey, you like meat?"
Go on.
So I didn't really know how to answer that. I just kind of looked at him sideways, and they're like, "Steak? You like steak?" And I'm like, "Well, thanks for the clarification." Could have gotten in a lot of trouble the other way.
We got steak and speakers.
Hey, listen, I have to register in my neighborhood. I really don't need any trouble. All right, can you just please roll on?
People need to figure out where it's acceptable to sell things. You know, like, I'm just barely on board for Girl Scout cookies, like, being sold in front of Walmart. Like, that's, like, hardly a thing that I can accept. So when I have somebody trundling up to me, like, offering discount meat, I kind of have a blue screen of death for a second. I just kind of blank out.
Yeah, but that is good. I mean, it's good. It's like a pirate style merchandising, because they get you where you least expect it.
You wake up one day and you're just, or your freezer's full of meat, and like
it's like selling tampons and douches outside the dentist. It's just not what you expect. So just like, fine, here, I'll take six.
This is unexpected, so it must be a good deal.
Yeah.
See, I mean, just like that, like, I can get that, because we're talking hygiene, but this is like, it's not, there's no parody here.
I think that Snatch has halitosis.
Snatchal halitosis? Gonna chase the devil tonight, chase the devil tonight.
Chase the devil tonight, oh, chase the devil tonight. Hey, you know what makes me angry?
What?
When people say, you don't get to talk to me like that anymore.
Can you give me context for that? Is there a...
No, the context is secret.
Is there some scenery around which we can fill this out?
The mall.
Time of day?
Six.
I need an occupation.
Archer.
And a genre of movie.
Horror.
Oh my God. The Archer's coming after us. What are we going to do? We're in this mall. There's nowhere to hide. And scene. Did you see this KFC thing?
I've seen a KFC around here.
Yeah, it's a place. It's a thing. They sell chicken. Well, they've got this thing. You know the double down, right?
Like
the,
sure.
It's the sandwich. Hold the bun.
It's hardly a sandwich.
Well, you don't get it. It has chicken instead of bread.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, no, but the chicken is breaded, so technically...
I'm going to go ahead and say it's not a sandwich.
Okay, whatever. That's, like, we're not here to talk about taxonomy of fast food here.
What is that? What does that mean?
Taxonomy?
That's
a classification by name.
Do you say that shit to make me feel stupid, or...
You should know that I eat thesauri, so...
Thesauri?
Thesauri. Plural of thesaurus. A book which has other words for shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Well, in Kentucky, they're advertising double downs on college girls' asses. Like, straight up paying them to wear pants that have, like, double down written across the, across both cheeks. Like, where you would see, like, juicy or sweet or princess written in script letters. It says KFC double down. I'm not sure, like, what the point they're trying to make is, because I'm barely certain that any ass that's fine enough to advertise across has not been anywhere near a double down. But, like, what else could you, like, advertise in an inappropriate spot? So I'm thinking toothpaste for meth heads?
No, that's not going to sell a whole lot.
Well, it might if you like pH balance it for the meth head mouth.
If the box was made out of like, if the box had like fake sets of teeth that mm-hmm. you tore off and you just kind of like put the cardboard inserts in your mouth to smile like for job interviews or with your probation officer.
I'm thinking also like the like seatbelt cozies for alcoholics.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, I just like the it's endless here.
Yeah, but we're talking about like
endless.
Weird places to sell
well
things.
no but like you like just it's a seatbelt cozy that says Miller across it, or Jaeger. You like Jaeger cozies. You're rolling 25 down the Miracle Mile with your Jaeger cozy on your seatbelt holder.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, people look in, they say, oh, that's fly. Yeah, I've never used fly as an adjective, but I just dropped it now because that's how fresh that is. Never use fresh either.
You're just expanding your horizons this evening, my friend.
Yeah.
But I think the seatbelt koozie idea, that's like advertising on NASCARs. Because I don't know about you, but when I get liquored up and decide to go for a drive, I'm looking for other drunk people to race.
Is this like wearing a colored rubber bracelet to like advertise that you're free for promiscuous sex kind of thing? You know, popping one side of your collar.
Is that real?
Throwing up a signal. It's something I read about it like 10 years ago. It's something that the local news was sure that I would be alarmed that our children were doing behind our backs.
I'm going to go with no pants as my signal.
No pants as your signal that you're ready to race drunk or that you're ready for promiscuous sex.
The second.
Both.
But see, people say, oh my God, he's wearing only a bracelet.
But not where you expect it.
Exactly. Oh! Ooh! good ideas.
Yeah?
Chinese buffet. We should open one of those.
Yeah?
I went to one tonight, and I was thinking, you know, how is it that I could sit here and eat so much food for like $7?
You know that most of the food is holograms, right?
And I figured it out.
Okay.
It's like a food cooperative. You pay a little bit, and I pay a little bit, and I eat a little bit less, and you eat a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
It's like the give a penny, take a penny.
So the law of averages says that, like, for every person who's going to sit down and try and ruin you, there's like somebody who's going to have an egg roll and maybe some lo mein, and that's it.
Yeah, there's somebody that's going to eat enough that they're still going to be able to drive.
So, yes, exactly. Somebody who's not going to be food drunk. So here's the thing. I've been knocking this idea around my head, speaking of buffets. It's a seafood all-you-can-eat buffet that is punk rock themed, and it is named Holiday in Clambodia. Oh.
Did you stand in front of a mirror and tell that to yourself?
What do you mean? What?
I mean, did you try that shit out on
Well,
somebody?
I've had to prepare my speech for the VCs.
What?
I've had to, like, you're not going to get a restaurant, like, off the ground. Look, in today's market, man, I'd be, like, eaten alive by, like, Joe's Crab Shack, okay? But I prepared my pitch for the VCs, you know? Getting some angel investors coming in, trying to get me off the ground.
I think we might have a generation gap here.
The venture capitalist, man.
Like, just see you wide-eyed with, like, a dirty face looking at me saying, we gotta get our shit ready for the VC.
Yeah, no, we'd play nothing but, like, Black Flag and the Dead Kennedys, and it'd be called Holiday in Clambodia. Why do you ask?
It just sounds to me, I'm still hung up on the VC thing. It's just, all I can think of is Viet Cong.
Probably. No, although they possibly could.
And you're talking about Clambodia. Ready to roll, you see the devil on the post. Yeah, he's looking for a woman, looking something to rock. Grab a little woman, do the open door. The loud women ever. Waka waka.
I guess, I don't know. Ah, man, there's just nothing, like, going to the theater just does not appeal to me anymore. And I like movies, I really do. I went to see Inception. Mm-hmm. I got on that, and that was, like, fun. But, like, the past, like, 5 movies I've gone to see have been at, like, 2 p.m. on a weekday, like, on a Tuesday. And, like, that's nice because you only, like, encounter other people who are, like, there to see the movie, right? Because they're sad and unemployed just like me. They ache to be taken to another world for another 2 hours. But
maybe they left work early to catch the matinee.
That's true. Yeah. But just like this, like nothing appeals to me less than going to a big room with a bunch of smelly, loud people who are going to text. I can't think of anything else that I would rather like just see somebody like put in front of a squad for than texting during a movie.
What's the problem with that?
It's fucking, we live in a society.
Oh God, dude.
Yeah, man. Like, no. And I know that nothing good is preceded by, you know, I live in a society, but it's just, it's awful. I came to the movie to see one big screen, not a bunch of shitty little iPhones like hovering in my periphery.
You need to calm the fuck down.
I'm not going to calm down. You want you listen here.
You're going to burn out, Bray, baby star. You have just a disdain for the world.
I just think that the measure of how good we are depends on how much we're aware of other people.
Well, I have a wholehearted and genuine belief that your ability to hate others starts on a sliding scale, and your ability to hate other people starts where your hate for yourself ends.
Yeah.
So you, my friend, must hate yourself a bunch.
Yeah, because you know what? I've done it.
We live in a society. Jesus Christ, where's the Tylenol?
But there's just so much to be afraid of just like things that people do that we don't know about.
Like that time that I posed as a criminal sketch artist.
Elucidate that point for me.
All I gotta say is it ended up in a conviction of Frosty the Snowman as a rapist.
Would you say they put him on ice?
Yeah.
Correct answer was no, you wouldn't say that because you're not a jackass.
He melted under tough interrogation. We have a sketch here from the victim's identification that says you're the man. That isn't even my hat.
Put him on a lineup with Mr. Peanut and the Monopoly guy. Okay, well, he didn't have a monocle, so it has to be Frosty, right? Well,
I drew him with a derby.
Everybody knows he has a pork pie. Exactly. Frosty wears a pork pie hat.
Bed bugs are really common right now.
They are so stupid common. You can't listen to a podcast without hearing about them.
And you can't kill them.
You can't, no. Best thing to do is burn your house down and move on.
Exactly. And then build up a dream.
Build up a dream. Blow the dust off them shoes. Wander the countryside. Flee in the BBs.
Hey, you know what's hot right now?
What's hot?
No, say, what's hot, Chris?
What's hot, Chris?
I'll tell you what's hot is a show called American Pickers.
American Pickers.
A picker is a person who drives around and looks for houses that have an accumulation or a collection of junk. And then they go up to the door and they knock on the door and they say, "Hi, I am a picker and I would like to buy some of your shit." And they say, "Oh, fine, go out in the barn or go out and dig through this field full of junk that I have." And they buy stuff and then they sell it to like antique houses and prop houses and people who decorate the inside of the Applebee's.
They go around and they look for people who have like fridges on their front porch. And then say, "Hey, listen." So is it a flat rate or is it like by item? Just like saying, "Hey, listen, I'm going to give you like $75. Can I just root around on the stuff you don't care about anyway and like find something and like keepsies?"
Well, most of the people on the show, most of the people that they're approaching are like hoarders. And the majority of the people who are, you know, being propositioned to have something purchased from them, they say, "Well, I think I'm going to hang on to that for a little bit longer. I'm not quite ready to get rid of that yet."
Not quite ready to get rid of those Care Bears commemorative plates we got at Donald's in 1985.
It's essentially like the inverse of the show Pitchmen. The two guys that they have that are the main characters of the show.
The VCs, yeah.
Have what?
The venture capitalists.
So, yeah, essentially, okay. That's what they are. Yeah, they're investing in fucking crazy people all over the place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they go around and they do that. And they make money on stuff.
That sounds astoundingly similar to... Do you know about storage locker auctions?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think there was an episode of This American Life on them a little while ago.
Scares me as much as chest freezers in the basement.
You don't know what's going on in there. Could be,
dude, I'm terrified to open my own storage shed.
Well, you don't know who could be in there screwing around. Could be teenagers.
I have no idea.
Teenagers. There's a tearaway wall to the adjacent. Yeah, they're getting in there and they're just sexing all over the place. There's
squirrel and a mouse banging on my couch.
There's like a 17-year-old dude and a 19-year-old chick, and he's putting his penis on her on your old kitchen table. Like, he's putting his penis on her. Like, not like he doesn't know what to do with it. It's just like resting it upon her. Like, and that's like a thing that's happening.
Like a flesh watch?
Like, no, I'm telling you, like, right, like a swatch, like a slap watch. It's like a slap watch. Except it doesn't get around quite all the way. So you try really hard. But nice. No, like, that's the thing that's happening, like, right now. And the thing is, they're like cockroaches. The second they hear that door start to go up, they flee. They cram into whatever small corner they can find, like bed bugs.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm taking it back. You gotta do the callbacks.
Should I be so lucky to be found hanging in my closet?
Yeah. I'm afraid of being caught, and like, I don't care what kind of compromising position. I'm just afraid that that's the kind of thing I'm going to be remembered for. Like, there could be several, like, there's just a line of like Final Destination-esque sequence of events that lead to me like naked and blue faced, you know, with a ball gag on my mouth and my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Here's something for you to think about.
Okay.
Think about what's on your computer. Okay. What's in your room that if you just fell over right now, grandma would come and find.
Ooh, that's rough. No, but I think about this. I think about this a lot. Not so much with the pornography or whatever, but you know when it happens, actually? Like when I started thinking about this, it was around Columbine. And I thought about what do my things and the things that I surround myself with and the things I consume, what story does that tell? It's like archaeology that's done on you. So no, that's actually something I've considered.
Definitely.
But no, it was after Columbine, and they were going
this
through
is,
those
this
kids.
Is your time.
This is my time. This is my soapbox. They were going through Harrison Klebold's possessions, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, he listened. He had a record from Marilyn Manson." So then all of a sudden, oh, he played Doom. So then all of a sudden, that was like a thing. It was like a marker, you know. And I was just kind of like, "Holy crap!" Like if I were to, you know, again go back to that example, you know, lying blue faced face down with a ball gag in my mouth, my dick in the mashed potatoes, and somebody like said, "Oh, he really liked Ockerville River," and then all of a sudden, like I and Ockerville River became known for that.
You and yeah. You saw you sullied the name of Ockerville River because of your dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I'm worried about that because I like those guys. They're a really good band.
I think that's a great album title, Dick in the Mashed Potatoes, with the hit song Gravy.
Gravy, in parentheses, yeah. Pour it on.
Exactly.
How'd that go?
Pour some gravy on me. It's the anthem of people with food fetish.
God. That's another thing, man.
I just want to lap cream corn out of your oversized belly button. Just like a kitty cat.
Can I eat cornflakes out of the dimple at the top of your ass crack? Can I do that? Okay. No, that's a thing, though. Goes back to like being afraid of like what people are doing that I don't know about. Like occasionally I'll be in the produce section and like I'll be, you know, shopping for apples or whatever, and I'll be inspecting the stuff, and I can't help but think that somebody like didn't take that and walk over to the art supplies and then just kind of rub it on their taint.
Exactly.
Like just like somebody might have done that.
I think that more with like bulk food items.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like somebody might have grabbed like 30, you know, almonds, 30 raw almonds, and met up with their foodie fetish partner and had some sort of scavenger hunt with them.
I have 30 almonds secreted in my crevices. Go.
You have 4 minutes. Begin.
I need a minute. Oh my God. Holy shit. Okay.
Gotcha. She's the devil tonight. She's the devil tonight. Ah!
But you never know what somebody else did in that public space before you. It's like that guy, the Walmart guy. Like I told you about that, right?
The woman who stole a 13-inch television between her legs?
No, what's that? Tell me that. Tell me that story.
This lady at the Walmart here in town, she was caught with a 13-inch television that she was somehow clamping between her thighs. Underneath her dress.
See, that shows a remarkable level of self-awareness.
It must have been some time ago, because the last time that there was like a tube 13-inch television was what?
This was a
10
tube
years ago.
We're not talking about
this is like 10 years ago.
Like a sleek 13-inch LCD Samsung monitor.
No, this is like the TV we used to have in our bedroom.
Oh, to play the Genesis on, yeah. No, the Walmart guy, the guy who was rubbing it in the children's toy aisle to a Sports Illustrated. Catalog.
Rubbing what?
He was rubbing his penis.
He was rubbing it.
He was putting his hand on his genitals in a way that was pleasing to him.
All right. He was rubbing it to a sexy lady Sarasota.
He was in Sarasota putting his hand on his penis in a pleasing way, looking at a sexy lady. And he was in the toy aisle. And when he was done, he released his seed onto the floor. And thinking that nobody noticed, he took his hand upon which the seed was released, and he attempted to secrete the remains to cleanse himself on a lightsaber, on a children's lightsaber toy, laser sword toy from the Star Wars film franchise.
Dude, I have a franchise idea for you.
Okay.
What if we got somebody who were to, the voice of the nature films?
Okay.
You know, and then the mother bear.
Like David Attenborough.
Yeah, if David Attenborough were to narrate the surveillance footage of World's Dumbest Criminals, I'd like to see some sort of scientist take some sort of oratory approach to the stupid shit that we get caught on camera doing.
And here we see genus Homo imbecilis.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's I think that's good. So essentially we take like Fox from the mid 90s and we class it up a bit. We get David Attenborough on there to narrate.
Yeah.
It
would be a good mid-season replacement for a mid-season replacement.
Yeah. I mean, you cancel Firefly and you put on David Attenborough's Stupid Earth.
We need to get his number.
We do. No, I think all you have to do is make the
David Attenborough's Stupid Earth.
Yeah.
That's ready to go. That's wrapped up. That's done.
That's pitch, concept, and execution right there. That's all you have to say is David Attenborough's Stupid Earth.
Stupid Earth.
He's going to be up there. He's going to be in khaki chino pants with a blue shirt, and he's going to be like crouched down saying, "And here we see."
Yeah, that's as good as De Niro's "What the fuck did you say?"
David Attenborough's Stupid Earth. David Attenborough's Stupid Earth. Depending on how editing goes, that might be the title.
David Attenborough's Stupider.
Yeah.
Where we talk about such things as food fetish scavenger hunts. I've hidden 30 almonds all over my naked body. What if that was the way you got into the good gym class?
when you shuffled up to the pull-up bar and you did your first one, just a bunch of almonds just dropped onto the floor, just kind of like, one.
Bag of Reese's Pieces the other day.
Yeah, are we talking fun size or are we talking
no
size?
That would not be notable. That would be like Tuesday talking about like the 1 pound package.
Oh, that you get in the bulk candy aisle.
No, we already went over this. I don't buy shit from the bulk candy aisle. But no, it's like the it's as big as probably 4 note cards. Which, why would you come out with peanut butter M&Ms if you already had Reese's Pieces? They're from the same company, I think. Mars? Yeah.
Isn't that alarming that, like, one company owns all the candy?
That's the way the government wants it.
Like if the government or these companies wanted to just say, you know what, no more candy, fuck it. They could get... They're the big strong guy that keep on hand for these tasks, and he could go up to the big valve wheel and he could pull it. No more candy coming out. He cuts off the candy at the spigot.
Don't vote this November, and that's what the progressives will have.
They want to take away your candy, replace it with communism.
Hey, you know what tastes better than candy? Communism.
Put down the Skittles, comrade. From each according to his tastiness, to each according to his crunchiness.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, it does.
So, Cole, do you have any final thoughts for this evening?
Final thoughts. It's a wild ride. Would I do it again? Yes, I would. I'm a little hungry right now. Maybe. Who knows? I'll finish this beer. There's some ups and downs. Can't wait to get back in there and do it next week.
Mm-hmm.
Impress the loyal listeners who I am so happy are listening so loyally.
With all their loyalness.
With all their loyalness, sitting there saying, I would do anything for these two men. For these two fine paragons of humanity. But most of all, what I'd like to tell the listeners is to definitely head to iTunes and subscribe to us and review us. We're off to a fantastic start so far. Every rating, if you just click the 5-star button, don't think anything else about it, do that. You can also check us out at thosedamnrosskids.tumblr.com. And eventually we're going to have a Facebook group up.
Is there an email that they can reach us at?
I can set one up, thosedamnrosskids@gmail.com. That'll be a thing. So if you want to email us, like with a topic that you want us to discuss, a response to anything that we've said, subpoenas, summons, congressional letters or medals of commendation. Yeah, you can send all those to thosedamnrosskids@gmail.com. We're all over the place, but most of all, whatever way you can listen to us every week, that's the best thing you can do. You know,
is there an address that they can send candy to support communism?
What I can tell you, though, is the best thing you can do. I lied before. All that other stuff. Tell a friend. If you're on Twitter and you see me post about this, you can retweet it. You can send it forward to all the people you're listening to, you know, all the people who are following you. If you want to if you want to charter a small biplane to write those damn Ross kids across the sky in smoke. That's a thing you could do. What else could they do, Chris?
Candlelight get-togethers would be nice.
Yeah, listening parties. Listening
exactly.
parties.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listening parties that immediately turn into swing parties.
It's really the only, there's only, that's the only
that's
way
like the
that.
Logical conclusion. Just people going into each other. So, yeah.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
What if the Hamburglar was replaced in today's McDonald's marketing campaigns by like a scale with a really mean face?
Yeah, no. Or if you took, I'm just picturing like the robber barons, but I was trying to make Hamburglar robber barons work. Hamburglar barons, and
that's a mouthful.
You have to. It takes some work. Barons. It takes some work. The Hamburglar Barons.
It just sounds like syllables.
It does. Watch out, Ronald. Rockefeller and the Hamburglar Barons are coming to get you.
Hamburglar Barons.
Hamburglar Barons. Yeah, yeah. It's funny. Say it. Say it again.
Hamburglar Barons.